Hi, my name is Frankie. Thank you for listening to Two My Mom. I never listen.
I love point guards that answer the three W's. Who to get the ball to, when, and where. We got Maya McDermott, the point guard at UNI. Maya, you know, we got to know each other pretty well through the years. I mean, I followed your game quite a bit. You're really an outstanding point guard, but you're even a better leader. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Debbie. I appreciate it.
Listen, I know you're getting your COVID year, and you're second in the league in scoring. Behind that, Katie Denenbeer. I mean, come on.
She's good. Like, she's good.
She's so good. So are you. You guys are battling at the top of the standings right now for who's going to lead the league in scoring. It's been fun. I know it's been fun watching. It's fun for the fans. How's it been for you?
It's been good. Obviously, Grace going down early in the season, it was tough to battle back. But having her as that fifth coach and being a leader on the bench has really, really helped us. We started out pretty strong and trying to make our way back up that ladder and doing the best we can without her, and we're playing for her.
I think that's pretty cool. Grace Bofelli is who you're referencing, who played three games this year, injured last year, injured this year. We're all pulling for Grace. Hopefully she'll come back stronger and better than ever.
Right.
You are right now a player that I admire because this is your fifth year. You've been at UNI for 5 years. You grew up in a small town, Johnston, Iowa. About 25,000 people live in that little town. And you're about 2 hours from Cedar Falls, where UNI is. What is it about small town kids that have big success in D1 basketball? Tell me how you do it.
Yeah, it means a lot. I would say Iowa has a lot of basketball, women's basketball recognition right now, thanks to Caitlin Clark and players like Katie Denenbeer. It's fun. It's fun representing the state and going to high school here and growing up here and then ending up going to a D1 college here. So it's been great. It's been exciting. It's been fun to watch. It's been even more fun to be a part of.
You have always had pretty good crowds at UNI, so your fan base has always been supportive and the Valley has
super
great
loyal.
Right? Yep. Tell me a little bit about what it's like to play in front of that full house.
It's so much fun. Obviously, with those Iowa State games, Creighton, you get a little bit more people. But having them show up consistently throughout these last couple years when women's basketball has been a hit, it's been unbelievable. I mean, truly, the crowd really gets you going. We found that out. It's been so much fun to have those loyal fans throughout the years. And I'm excited to play my last year for them.
There's always a little more juice in the house when you're playing against some of those rivals. And, you know, there's only four D1 schools in Iowa, and you guys are one of them. How about your 38 on Iowa State? Break that down for us a little bit.
That was actually the day right after Grace went down, or finding out the ending results to her knee. So very emotional for us. I like to say the way that I played was a little unconscious. I was a little, you can tell on the film, I was pretty dialed in. And that was for her. Cause I knew that that's how she would be if she was out there. So, picking up after her, going out there, attacking the paint, we ended up hitting some shots and some big shots down the stretch. So like I said, playing for her and that's what we're going to continue to do.
I watched your 38. I clipped it to check it out because I was like, wow, Maya, that is amazing, right? They went under, they went over, you made the defense wrong the whole time. You scored in transition, you scored late in the clock, you did a little bit of everything. I look at your game and I think you were the most improved player, you were second team, now you're first team performer. I mean, what do you got next?
I want to win a conference championship. Those are individual accomplishments, and this is a team sport, so I truly don't really care about those. It's nice to be recognized, especially in this good Missouri Valley Conference League, but my goal is a conference championship, and we're gonna fight to the very end. I know we're in a little bit of a dip right now, but we're gonna get out of it, and we all know that, and we're very well coached. We have good game plans, and it's just one of those things where during the season you might plateau and you just got to get out of it.
I look at your stats and I see a kid that played 10 minutes her freshman year. And now you've accomplished all the things that we just mentioned. Take us back to that kid playing 10 minutes of freshman year when in the landscape of college basketball today, most kids that come as highly touted as you did that only play 10 minutes might consider taking a trip to some other place to play. But you didn't. You value what you're doing. You value your experience. Tell me what you were thinking as a freshman playing 10 minutes to now being in your fifth year playing 31 minutes and being one of the top scorers in the country.
Yeah, I was behind a very, very good point guard, Carly Rucker. And I learned from her in practice every single day. We competed. We went head to head. And I got a lot of experience my freshman and sophomore years with playing with her. So I wouldn't trade it for the world to play in those 10 minutes. Coming out of high school, you know, I won a state championship. I'm playing a lot of minutes. And then you come here and it's different. So it's definitely a waiting game. I knew my time would come. Coach Warren and all the coaches reminded me that my time would come. And I stayed the course. I'd stayed patient. And I watched Carly. And like I said, we battled head to head. And I learned a lot. So I wouldn't trade it for the world. And it brought me to where I am now.
Yeah, I remember what a great player Carly Rucker was. Isn't she is she a school teacher or is she a doctor?
She studied education, so she's been a teacher. She's great. We still stay in contact. She'll text me after some games, and we have a really good relationship. So couldn't learn from someone better than Carly.
Because you've had such a great overall experience, I know as a parent of kids your age, what you want for your kid is a well-rounded experience, the academic, the athletic, the social. And I want to get your take on team, because I think you're going to have a really good answer for this, Maya. You know, you're always going to be on a team no matter where you go. What have you learned and what have you valued the most about the ups and downs of playing in, at a D1 at a high level in the Valley like you have and being able to do what you've been able to do?
I would say the number one thing I've learned as a team is you're all in it together. Like you mentioned, the highs and the lows. The lows are pretty low. You have school. You want to maintain a social life. Physically, you're tired. Mentally, we have resources that you and I here that can help with those things. So using those resources to your advantage and staying physically and mentally healthy and fit has been a big learning curve for me. And being in it together, knowing that it's not you versus me during practice, it's not us versus the coaches, it's all of us together. And I think that's the mentality that it takes to win a conference championship. And this team suits those things that I just said. We come together. We ask each other questions. We are continuing to learn to hold each other accountable. And it's been really fun to be a part of.
I want to know from you the mindset that is required to get one more rep, one more opportunity, one more rep in the weight room, one more sprint. All the things that you do when no one's watching, when you're working by yourself or when you're working behind, you know, behind the camera where nobody sees what you're doing. Tell us how you stay motivated to know that you can get 1% better every day.
Yeah, that's I love that quote. I think, and I continue to bring up Grace, but I think Grace is a prime example of not taking anything for granted. She was the hardest working kid in the Valley. Everybody knows that. And to go down like that, not knowing, you never know when stuff like that's going to happen. And not taking things for granted, you know, waking up in the morning with early morning practice or weights or conditioning, saying, I get to do this. I get this opportunity, rather than being like, I don't really want to get up anymore. I'm tired.
Right.
I have class after practice. I don't know when I'm going to eat lunch. Changing and flipping that mindset, saying, I get to do this. I have this opportunity. And change it into a positive mindset, because you just don't know when it might be your last rep.
That's it right there. Get to, like, we get to spend some time with you. I want to ask you about the day that I drove all the way up there to spend some time with you and Grace, shot some video. I know when I walked in the gym, you guys were like, you didn't know what was going on. And I didn't really know exactly how I was going to get you guys on film, but it was fun, right? I mean, what do you remember about that? Cause we're going to post all that video again.
Yeah. So I love how you said we didn't really know what was going on, because I would say, for example, you know, mid-major, and this isn't a bad thing, bigger schools get the coverage that they deserve. But when we have you, someone as big as you, coming to our little school and talking to us, it's fun. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, it's Debbie. It's the Debbie. So we were just so excited to get that recognition and to put you and I on the map. And thanks to you for coming all the way out here. It was so much fun. And just to get that coverage, it's fun. And playing those big schools, Iowa, Iowa State, it's fun to play against those schools, because we're mid-major, but we know we can get it done.
I have so much respect for how hard you work, and it was definitely worth the trip to me to get to spend some time with you and Grace. You guys are great kids, and I knew that it was a good choice to throw you both in the gym with me for a little bit, and I appreciate you giving me all that time. All right, one last thing. You and Katie Denebier, like, you guys have been going at it. I'm sure there was some high school, some summer, AAU, you guys have been. And here you both are in your final years, right? It's pretty amazing to watch how competitive you guys are. There's got to be a little trash talking, because we're going to be interviewing Katie later. I'm going to ask her the same thing.
Yeah, we respect each other so much. Like you said, we played each other in high school. It was the same thing. We're going head to head. She's competitive. That's what I love about her. She's so strong. She's so good. I'm proud of her, because I am older than her. So seeing that growth that she's had, it's been fun to watch. You know, there might be a couple smiles when we play on the court, but for the most part, it's kind of like, it's you versus me, right? It's us, you and I versus Drake right now, right? It's not, it's so competitive. I played all Iowa Tech with her for, I think, a season. She moved up to my team, and we played with each other. We have a really good friendship. We stay in touch. It's funny, because we text, and you should ask her about this. When we play those Iowa and Iowa State teams, we kind of wish each other luck. We're like, go get those bigger schools. we're on each other's side. I'm cheering for her. I think she's cheering for me. So we have a good friendship. We stay in touch, and I wish her nothing but the best. I'm excited for her. We want to win the conference championship more than ever. You and I does, but we wish them the best of luck.
Yeah, two great competitors, Katie Denebier, who is the point guard at Drake, that we're referencing. And then, of course, you, Maya McDermott, the great point guard for Tanya Warren at UNI. Such a pleasure to spend some time with you. You inspire and motivate me, because I know how much time you put in, how hard you work, how much you love the game, and your pure joy shows, and your fans definitely appreciate it. So thank you, Maya, for being with us, and we wish you the best of the luck in the rest of the conference race.
Thank you so much, Debbie. Have a good one.